The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We are joined by the head gardener from RHSI Belfield in Offaly, that being Paul Smith. Paul, good morning.
Morning, Anton.
Listen, we have loads of questions coming up. Where we are starting with is roses, and when is the best time to prune them, and is it now?
Yes and no. The answer is not the best time to prune them right now, but it is a good time to deadhead them, tidy them up, and keep them looking great. Roses are pretty much at their peak. You know, midsummer is when roses do look fantastic. I've just been walking around the garden here, and it is fantastic. The scent, the colour, everything. They're looking really good. So great time to deadhead them. But when it comes to doing a proper prune, it's really a winter job.
And when you deadhead them, how far below the rose head itself do you snip?
So there's an old rule that we use, which is you go down to the first set of leaves that have five leaves. So count the leaves. Generally, rose leaves will come sets of threes or sets of fives. You want to cut down to the first one that has a good set of strong, healthy five leaves. And that way you'll know that you're doing a good job if you're pruning them right now.
And how long do you get out of roses? I was talking to a man the other day who pointed with some pride at roses and told me that he had planted them 50 years ago. Is that common?
Yeah, they can last for years and years. They're one of these old plants, you know, you find in an abandoned cottage, and they're about the only thing that's left growing on them. I think the oldest living rose in the world is on a cathedral in Heidelheim in Germany. It's about 1,000 years old. So they can last for an awful long time, given the right conditions and, you know, if you prune them properly. When it comes to the winter pruning, the old thing is, we learned in college, let your worst enemy prune your roses. So that's why Dermot Gavin has me over to prune his roses every year. That makes sense.
But the oldest in the entire world is 1,000 years. The one rose tree continually living for that period.
Yeah, it's a climbing rose. So it grows on the wall of the cathedral in that town in Germany. So it's been growing continually for 1,000 years. They can do that if they have the right conditions, if they don't dry out. But it has been known that they will live for an awful long time. And they can die for no reason as well, which occasionally happens. But they can have great longevity if you look after them and give them what they need.
Loads of texts coming in for you. One that I think, it'll help answer a lot of my problems, I'll start with. It says, could your gardener please help? I kill everything. And I mean everything. Herbs, plants, flowers, flower beds, nothing survives. Any basic tips or things I can start with? What's the easiest thing not to kill?
Ooh, sounds like there's a bigger problem here. But I suppose the easiest thing is get a window box and try a few salad leaves, because they are meant to be short-lived. They're not meant to be around for an awful long time. If you can succeed with them, you know then that you'll be able to look after bigger things. There's a few bulletproof plants, if you want house plants, the like of a spider plant. That's not going to go anywhere. You can nearly forget about watering that for 2 or 3 weeks at a time, even at this time of year. But watering is key. I know we say it, and I know it's this thing that, you know, it's a boring old job, but especially this time of year, it's been a nice couple of days, so it is important to get out and give things just that little bit of water and that small bit of attention. It really goes a long way.
Well, to the other end of the spectrum, somebody who clearly knows what they're at texts, my Acer palmatum has been very light on leaves for the last 3 years. I've two other Acers in the same bed and they're thriving. Thank you.
Right. So the Acer palmatum, Japanese maple, they're beautiful plants. Really look fantastic. That one sounds like it's probably suffering a little bit. It could be just a bad variety. It may have, if the other two were there afterwards, they could be taking a bit from it, or if it was put in after the other two were there, that could be something to do with it. Often you can just be unlucky and get a variety that's a little bit, maybe not as prolific. What I would recommend there is making sure that you give it a really good mulch. So getting something like a farmyard manure, you can buy them in the garden centres in bags. That would work really well. And maybe look about pruning the others, so to give it a little bit more light. So I know you're not meant to prune Acers or Japanese maples, but give it a little bit more light. It probably just needs a small bit more light. It could be a purple leaf variety. Purple leaf varieties of plants have less chlorophyll and therefore are a little bit weaker. So it might be worth just giving it that little bit of extra sun and make sure that you give it a good mulch and feed and water too. Make sure you water it if it gets dry.
We spoke earlier about somebody who is trying to end their ways when it comes to killing plants. We've somebody on the other end of things who is actively seeking to be homicidal. A text that says, we've redone our garden and topped out large bushes we could not manage. There are now 3 stumps. How do I kill them off?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I actually got some sycamore trees cut down here last year. And anyone who's ever chopped a sycamore tree at the base will know the plight, because they come back with a vengeance. They're a really prolific thing. Even though you cut them all down to the ground, you think it's all gone, they will re-sprout. And sounds like that's exactly what's happening with this shrub that you have. What I would recommend you do is every time you see a small bit of growth come on the plant, make sure that you chop it off and make sure that it doesn't get a chance to actually grow. If a plant grows, green leaf means it will photosynthesize and therefore it will be alive. The more you cut it away, the less likely it is to actually be alive. I'm doing that with the sycamores. I go out every week and every time I see a small bit of growth, I actually chop it away I actually have a strong kind of knife, a machete type thing, and I keep peeling the bark away too. You could try to ring bark it, which is basically going around the bottom of it, taking away all the bark, which stops all the nutrient that's left going back into the plant. But I would say persist with that. And then maybe just dig a big hole around it in the wintertime and dig it out entirely, because if you don't, it will eventually grow back no matter what you do. So it's probably better to really bite the bullet and get digging in the winter.
Does that mean, wasn't it a sycamore that was cut down, the historic sycamore in the UK that somebody cut down after several hundred years? Does that mean that there's prospect that it may regrow?
Yeah, and I think it has. It's up in one of the national parks up northern England. Yeah, and very much so. One of the few plants that will generate when you chop it down to the ground. And I think that particular one has actually resprouted. They also took cuttings from that. And you can do that with certain plants. You can take hardwood cuttings. Roses that we were chatting about earlier are one that you can take cuttings of all year round, actually. I'll always tell people, if in doubt, just give it a go. You'll probably have a rose with loads of growth on at the moment. Take a cutting about the length of a pencil or so. Cut right below the bottom bud, right below the top bud, stick it in a pot of compost and leave it in a place that doesn't get too hot or too cold, a sunny windowsill on the east or maybe west-facing aspect of your house would be perfect, and away you go. So yeah, sycamore is very likely to re-sprout. Lots of things do. A few things won't, and the big one being conifer bushes. Do not cut any conifer heads you have back too hard, because they just will not regenerate if you cut them too hard.
Paul, thank you very much. That's Paul Smith, who's head gardener of RHSI Belfield in Offaly.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.